People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.
If you have cats, I bet you didn't realize there's a connection between common health problems in cats to the type of litter you use. Ammonia forms in the litter box and can cause vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, panting, and even upper respiratory infections. You can stop this by switching to Cat's Incredible Litter. It has patented technology that stops ammonia from forming, with all profits going to help animals in need. Available now at your local pet store and Petco stores nationwide.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code RADIO51 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code RADIO51. That's RADIO51.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5151 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5151.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale today.
Hey, this is Paula Poundstone. Wait, I forget where I am.
Animal Radio.
Animal Radio. I love that. All right. Hey, this is Paula Poundstone on Animal Radio. Spay and neuter your pets or we're going to be eaten alive!
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. According to the Society of Human Resource Management, 7% of American employers now allow pets to come to work with their owners. So that's up 2% over the last 5 years. Not really an overnight change, but it is a change in the right direction for pet parents and for healthier workplaces, where pets, of course, are known to drastically change things for the better for their humans. For example, at North Carolina-based Replacements, this company makes and sells fine dining ware. And of the 400 employees who work there at Replacements, about 30 of them bring their pets to work every single day. Can you imagine that? That could be your typical bull in a china shop scenario, but they say it doesn't happen there, as they have never, ever had a case of a pet breaking anything. Humans, yes. Pets, no. Meantime, a study at Virginia Commonwealth University a couple of years ago measured levels of cortisol in workers' systems and found that people whose pets came to work saw a decrease in stress throughout the workday, whereas those who didn't have a pet at their office saw their hormones increase. So pets at work are a win-win situation. But it's not to say there aren't problems with it. In the case of Buchanan Public Relations just outside of Philadelphia a while ago, Lacey, this Rottweiler mixed dog, was terrorized by a toy poodle named Romeo. Romeo, being a toy poodle, was very tiny and he had a Napoleon complex. you know, we're being so small. But instead of canceling the Pets at Work policy, the owner of the company hired a dog trainer there to sort things out. So Romeo ended up working with the trainer, gave up some of his treasured territory, and workplace harmony was restored and everybody was happy.
I love it.
I do too. Sperm quality. Got your attention there in dogs, right?
Sure.
Has fallen rapidly over the past three decades. And they say that's a trend which could help explain the decline in human fertility. The finding was highlighted in a study by the University of Nottingham that found a potential link between environmental contaminants and fertility after they discovered chemicals in commercial dog food that seemed to have a poor effect on sperm function. The research team collected semen from as many as 97 stud dogs every year for more than 26 years. They found that sperm motility declined by 2.5% each year between 1988 and 1998. And then the decrease slowed down a little bit, about 1.2% each year between 2002 and 14. Now, some experts say the study begs the question, does a similar effect happen in human male fertility because of the chemicals we eat? Researchers at Nottingham believe their study might help explain the reported significant decline in human semen quality. For decades, the Forest of Stone Museum in central China has been a hugely popular tourist destination for people there who wanted to see its collection of ancient stone monuments. But recently, the courtyard at the museum has become the main attraction as visitors began posting pictures of themselves visiting with a family of stray cats that had taken up residence in the museum's courtyard. The museum was planning on catching and giving away the cats, you know, doing the good thing. After complaints, though, that one of the cats had scratched a small child who was trying to play with her, that plan was put on hold. Now, once internet users got wind of the plan to get rid of the kittens, the museum's page was flooded with angry comments. Some people threatened that they would boycott the museum if the cats couldn't stay. Others pointed out that the cats were one of the reasons that they were in fact planning to visit the museum anyhow. As one poster noted, cats don't attack people unless provoked, so it's humans that need to keep themselves in check. So, luckily for the cats and their legions of fans over there in China, the museum has had a change of heart, of course. After seeing the outrage sparked online, they have announced that the cats will be allowed to stay. In fact, now they say they will even all be neutered, given vaccinations and flea and tick control. We like that the founder of the Beijing-based Good Dog, Good Cat Companion Center in China said, quote, "I always believed that how people treat animals reflects how civilized their society is." Mm. They always, I like that even better than you can tell the heart of a person, you know, by the way they treat animals.
Now, I just want to make sure I have this correct. So they love the cats in China and they honor them, but do they still eat dog in China?
I think in some parts, you know, it's more like, you know, that would happen in a rural area.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and I have to say something about that comment that cats don't attack unless provoked. There's always an exception. I've had a cat that attacked without any provocation at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that kid was provoking.
And if you watch Cat from Hell, you've seen that.
Yes. Yeah.
My cat from hell. Yeah. Okay, finally, you guys, I've got a fun fact for you just because I thought it was pretty amazing. We know that last year, Americans spent over $60 billion on their pets. Now, that is, of course, a number expected to increase by another $2 billion this year for 2016.
Jeez.
But that is so much money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you get these large figures, somebody always has to do something with them. So Abodo.com figured this out. They say that if you spent $20 every second, it would take you 95 years to spend that $60 billion that we collectively spent on our pets last year.
Wow. Jeez. That's incredible. By the way, I just got this information in. This is information from another research company. I forget who. It's cut off, unfortunately, on my sheet here. But it says how much it cost for your animals for a lifetime. How much will it cost? And it also has a calculator so that you can figure out how much it will cost for you to have your animal for a lifetime.
To raise an animal from infancy to its
Yeah, and in a couple of minutes, I will divulge the information that they have right here. And if you want to see it yourself and you want to actually calculate how much your animal will cost, head on over to our Facebook page. Our calculator is up there, and you can find out how much dogs, cats, goldfish, rabbits, hamsters, guinea pigs, tortoises, lizards, birds, chickens, how much they will cost for an entire lifetime. Over at our Facebook
page. And then add an extra $2,000 just because you, my friend, I know, are a picky pet owner.
Yeah, I spoil them a little more. I'm a little higher than average. I want you, in fact, between now and the next couple of 10 minutes or so, think about how much you spend on your animals. I'm going to ask you.
Or how much you will spend over their entire lifetime.
But there you go. That's on the way.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news whenever you need it, anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Well, this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats, always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. You can learn more over at redbarninc.com. And thank you so much, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Hello, everyone. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, Back to School Pet Blues. I, like so many parents, are at the point of the year where we've enjoyed spending time with the kids, taking some trips, doing fun activities, and now I'm ready, even if they aren't, for the kids to go back to school. I do enjoy my time with them, and I wish summer could go on forever. Okay, maybe not. But while I'm relishing this glorious transition, I know that my pets are not. So on this week's list, I thought I'd share some ways to prepare for the back-to-school pet blues. First, keep in mind that your pets, dog, cat, bird, or even desert tortoises, have all enjoyed the extra time and attention that they've received because there's no after-school homework, strict bedtimes, or even that general feeling of just being free. Remember that our pets don't understand the subtlety of school being in session or out of session. They only know that they're getting the attention that they deserve. So as you transition into less time and more responsibilities, remember that your responsibility to your pets is to be aware of their needs and to accommodate them as much as possible during transitional times. Next, the time urgency means different routines in the morning. It can also mean more stress. Remember that our pets feed off of our energy levels and can manifest our stress in their bad behaviors. Remember those shoes or that beautiful chair that served as their stress relief last year? If you want to avoid that, change or modify some of the habits that you have that you see raising their stress level. It could be as simple as not getting ready with them in the room, or it might be having them in a separate area of the house when getting ready to leave. That familiarity of "this is where I'm supposed to be when my human parents are leaving" can be very calming. Also, communicate with your pets. No, don't turn every goodbye into a two-hour French movie drama, but acknowledge them and let them know you'll be back. I tell my pets I love them and I'll be back soon whenever I'm leaving. And for them, it's calming and reassuring. I also make sure that they're not following me to the door. This avoids two issues. One, the possibility of a quick escape or an attempt to go with me, and also the anxiety of the door closing them in. Another thing that works for many is to leave a TV or radio on so that they hear the chatter and voices and don't have that scary movie left home alone feeling all day. Additionally, consider leaving a t-shirt with your scent in their bed or near their resting area. Many times, the smell of their loved ones provides the comfort that they need to relax. In the end, it all comes down to the most important thing that any pet parent must do, and that is know your pet. Know what calms them and what stresses them out. Know what steps you can do to help them. And if you're not having the success you need, look to a professional for some advice. Share your back-to-school pet blues solutions on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, Canine Caviar's 5-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com. Amazon.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7575 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7575.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese's Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese's Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe's savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and 2 thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.